美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目带孩子单元的初级课程。Hannah 带女儿 Amber 到公园里玩，和另外一个妈妈聊了起来。
That's right, Winnie. Some parents like to take their children to the park so they can meet other parents and talk. When you have kids, you don't have time to go to parties anymore.
哈，有了孩子就没时间去参加派对，只能到公园里和别的家长聊天解闷啊，这也太惨了吧。
Hello, I'm Hannah. Are you the mother of one of the kids here?
Hello, I'm Stephanie. Yes, my son Charlie is playing soccer over there.
Is he the tall, thin boy wearing the blue shirt?
That's right. Which child is yours?
Winnie, what is Stephanie's son doing?
Stephanie 的儿子 Charlie 正在踢足球。
Yes, and what does he look like?
他高高瘦瘦的，穿着一件蓝色的上衣。
Right. Now let's find out who Hannah's child is.
My daughter Amber is the child wearing the red shirt over there by the swings.
Oh, yes, I see her. She looks very nice. Maybe we should get them together for a play date and they can be friends.
Great idea. I want to go to a movie tomorrow night with my husband, so I'll drop Amber off at your house.
Well, okay. But usually both parents take care of the children on a play date.
You take care of them tomorrow night and I'll take care of them another time.
So, Winnie, why does Stephanie want to set up a play date?
Play date 就是家长定个时间，把孩子带到一起玩。Stephanie 看来啊，是个好妈妈，她想让孩子多交朋友，所以提议给 Charlie 和 Amber 定个 play date.
That's right. But does Hannah have a different reason for setting up a play date?
Hannah 马上说啊，愿意让两个孩子去 play date, 可她目的不纯，为的是把女儿扔给 Stephanie 照看。自己好去跟老公看电影。
Stephanie, what will the children do at your house?
They can play together and have fun. Charlie likes to watch TV.
Oh no, Amber likes to read. Can you read a book to her?
I think on a play date, the kids should play and have fun.
Well, all right, I'll drop Amber off at your house at 8 p.m.
这个 Hannah 真过分，她不仅把孩子扔给 Stephanie 照料，居然还要求人家给自己的女儿读故事呢。
Yes, but what does Stephanie say?
Stephanie 说，在 play date 的时候，孩子们应该一起玩，而不要各玩各的。
Well, I know Charlie will have fun playing with Amber.
Yes, I'm sure they will. Hey, look, they're playing soccer together. Isn't that great?
Yes, it is. Wait, oh my gosh, Amber just hit Charlie.
I'm sure it was just an accident.
Oh no, she just stole his soccer ball and is running away? Forget about the play date. Keep your mean kid away from Charlie.
呵，真是有其母必有其女哎。原来 Amber 和她妈妈一样霸道，居然打 Charlie, 还抢走了人家的足球。
And what did Hannah say?
Hannah 狡辩，说是孩子不小心。谁知啊， Stephanie 根本不买她的账。Professor Bowman, 你看，有孩子多麻烦。不知道什么时候就会给家长惹事哦。
Well, if you are a good parent, your kids won't misbehave, right?
Kids are kids, Professor. 言归正传，这下子啊 ，play date 告吹了。Hannah 要想看电影，只好雇个临时保姆来看孩子了。Amber 可不是个听话的乖孩子，照顾她真要格外小心。
We'll listen next time to learn about hiring a babysitter.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。这个独特的美语教学网站利用语音识别技术实现网上互动，帮你学习地道美语，把握美国文化。网址是 www.goenglish.me www.goenglish.me.
美语训练班上课了，我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 杨林，今天要教什么呢？
今天咱们要去海边冲浪。
The waves are huge and just perfect for surfing.
要去看一场糟糕的情侣约会。
Otherwise, you're going to be single in about 30 seconds.
要谈谈出席社交活动的礼仪。
Don't get drunk or talk too loud or draw any attention to yourself.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说小心眼儿。
嗯，听着不错。
Of course. 不过节目一开始咱们还是先来学个词儿。
Learn a word.
Like-minded.
Like-minded is spelled L-I-K-E-M-I-N-D-E-D. Like-minded.
Like-minded, 意思是想法和目标相同的。维基解密的创始人阿桑奇频频登上新闻头条。
He founded WikiLeaks with a group of like-minded people in 2006.
他在2006年与一群志向相似的人共同创办了维基解密。
Occupy Washington protesters encourage like-minded people to join them on the street.
占领华盛顿的示威者们邀请跟他们目标一致的人加入他们的行列。
The speed dating agency brings like-minded single people together for social events.
这家速配机构给志同道合的单身男女创造社交的机会。好的，今天我们学习的词是
like-minded, like-minded, like-minded.
Like-minded, 志趣相投的。If you want to start a business, you better find a like-minded partner. 如果想要做买卖，最好找个志趣相投的合伙人。这样说对不对啊 ，Kat?
That's correct. But if you really want to make a wise decision, you should listen to all kinds of opinions, including those that are different from your own.
嗯，对，兼听则明嘛。如果只听和自己想法一样的意见，那就可能会出现 group thinking, 群体性思维，也就是单一固定的思维模式。
Exactly. Don't brush off other people's ideas. They may be good, even if they're different from yours.
没错。在下面的美国习惯用语中，咱们就来教这个 brush off。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第948讲，我是杨林。
Well, sure, Doug Johnson.
我有个朋友最近想买车，他看中了一辆敞篷车，可是这辆车的车评并不好。我给他看了关于这辆车耗油和需要维修的车评，可是他竟然听都不听，就想买这辆车。忽略这些可是买车的大忌。这也让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
brush off. Brush is spelled...B-R-U-S-H, and off, O-F-F, brush off.
Brush 是刷的意思 ,brush off, 刷掉,引申出来就是忽略,不理睬的意思。上面的例子中
,My friend shouldn't brush off the poor ratings of the convertible.
我的朋友不应该忽略这辆敞篷车很差的车评。在下面的例子里，这对夫妇可真不应该忽略检查人员给他们的忠告。到底发生了什么呢？我们来听听看。
The homeowners were told by inspectors that they ought to move their home further from the river. Instead, they went ahead with plans to add a second story. When a terrible storm hit a year later, the river flooded, and the house was destroyed.If the couple hadn't brushed off those safety warnings, they wouldn't have lost their property.
这段话是说，检查人员告诉屋主说，他们应该把屋子建在离河边更远的地方。但是屋主非但没有听取这个意见，还又加盖了第二层。一年之后下了一场暴雨，河水上涨，淹没了房屋。如果这对夫妇没有忽略那些安全警告，他们也许不会失去自己的财产。
俗话说，小心驶得万年船，千万不能忽略任何可能发生的危险隐患。不过啊，有的时候又要有主见，不能人云亦云，受别人影响。比如我有个好朋友，是个服装设计师，特别有才。 但是刚开始创业的头几年，很多人都说他肯定不会成功。好在
She brushed off all the bad reviews.
他对这些负面评论根本不予理睬，结果才有了今天。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The homeowners were told by inspectors that they ought to move their home further from the river. Instead, they went ahead with plans to add a second story. When a terrible storm hit a year later, the river flooded and the house was destroyed. If the couple hadn't brushed off those safety warnings, they wouldn't have lost their property.
谁都希望有个体贴疼你的丈夫或者男朋友，不过啊，可不是每个人都那么幸运。要是碰上了下面例子里的这位 Phil， 可就要倒霉喽。我们来听听看 Phil 是个什么样的人。
Phil hasn't had many steady girlfriends. That's because they don't like the way he treats them. After a couple of nice dates, he expects them to always be available for him.Yet he rarely makes the effort to return their calls or text messages. Why should they want to stay with a guy who brushes them off?
这段话是说，菲利普一直没有什么稳定的女友，这是因为他们都不喜欢他对待他们的方式。几次约会之后，他就认为这些女孩子应该随叫随到，可他自己却很少尽快地回他们的电话或短信。为什么要跟一个经常忽略自己的人在一起呢？
这些女孩子做得对，不值得跟一个整天不把自己当回事的人在一起。大家可能已经发现了，这句话中说 Phil often brushes them off. Brush somebody off 就是忽略某人的意思。比如说
She's been telling her husband to see a dentist for his bad teeth, but he keeps brushing her off.
她让她老公赶紧去看看那颗烂牙，可是她老公却把她的话当成耳边风。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Phil hasn't had many steady girlfriends. That's because they don't like the way he treats them. After a couple of nice dates, he expects them to always be available for him. Yet he rarely makes the effort to return their calls or text messages. Why should they want to stay with a guy?Who brushes them off?
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 brush off， 意思是忽略、不理睬。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。我就有个做生意的朋友，他创业的时候大家都不看好他，都劝他放弃。 But he brushed off all the pessimistic buzz and stayed focused on the business. 最后人家还真的成功了呢。
Good for him.
而且他很大度，知道那些当初劝他放弃生意的人也是出于好心，所以没有记恨这些人。
He has a big heart.
对，心胸开阔，一点都不小心眼。
Wait, what's 心眼儿？
这个还真的不好解释，大概就是 thoughtfulness 或者 consideration for others.
Oh, so 小心眼儿就是 lack of consideration for others.
差不多。咱们来听听下面的美语怎么说，你就更明白了。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语。他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是吴琼要问的小心眼。
吴琼， are you coming to my birthday party tomorrow?
I'm afraid not.
Why not? You're my best friend.
我不是不想去参加你的生日派对，可是你请了王贝贝，我可不想见他。
Why? I thought you two were friends.
你不知道，两年前我们去唱 K， 他走掉了。我心直口快说了出来，结果他记仇，这两年没少说我坏话，太小心眼了。小心眼在英文怎么说？
You can say a person is petty. Petty is spelled P-E-T-T-Y. Petty. It means narrow-minded and mean.
Oh, Petty 就是心胸狭窄，小心眼。You have no idea, Jessica. You don't know how petty she is. 她一定还在记仇。Hold, 记仇是 hold 什么来着？
Hold a grudge. Grudge is spelled G-R-U-D-G-E. Hold a grudge, 记仇。But, Wu Qiong, I don't think Bebe still holds a grudge against you.
I don't know. 她表面上也和我过得去。But I think she still has a secret grudge against me. 她还在心里暗暗记仇呢。
Oh, come on. It's been 2 years. I'm sure she's gotten over it.
Get over it 就是不再计较的意思，对不对？
Exactly. To get over it means forget about it.
You know what, Jessica? You're right. 我决定明天去参加你的 party. I want to show Bebe that I'm not a petty person, and it's time for her to get over it, too.
That's the spirit. Now, let's see what you've learned today.
第一，形容某人小心眼，用 petty。第二，记仇则是 hold a grudge against someone。第三，不计较了，可以说 get over it。
如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄。
MEIYU@voanews.com.
Oh, 小心眼就是 petty. Yanglin, did you know that petty can also mean small or trivial?
我知道 petty 也可以表示微小，比如说 petty cash 就是零钱。
That's right.
话说回来，我经常听见男生抱怨 ，Oh, my girlfriend is petty sometimes. 我女朋友有时候心眼特别小。I'm tired of her petty jealousy. 她心胸狭窄的嫉妒真让我烦恼。
Yeah, guys complain about us, but they have to admit that sometimes it's their fault.
没错，怪女朋友爱生气，心眼小，不如反省一下他们自己的行为。
Exactly. Remember the terrible boyfriend who spent $1,000 on his own suit, but only set a $20 budget for his girlfriend's birthday gift?
对，就是《美语三级跳》里面的那个 Kevin. 说到他啊，今天咱们就来听听他的女朋友看到这些廉价的生日礼物会是什么反应。
美语三级跳，
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目购物单元的高级课程。
Christine and Kevin are dating, and today is Christine's birthday.Kevin bought himself a $1,000 suit so that he would look good for their special date, but then only had $20 left to spend on Christine's present. He has to come to her apartment to give it to her.
这件礼物啊，肯定是 Kevin 去折扣店买的便宜货。我估计啊，这次之后，他女朋友一定不会再想理他了。
Well, let's listen and find out.
Wow, Kevin!Kevin, you look amazing. What a nice suit. Is it new?
That's right, baby. It was a big sacrifice on my part because it cost $1,000. But I was willing to do it for you because I know you want your boyfriend to look good.
So you did something nice for me by spending $1,000 on yourself. That's an interesting way of looking at it, but...Never mind. Let's go out for our dinner date.
Wait a minute. Before we go out, you should open your present. Something tells me you're going to want to wear it to the restaurant.
All right.
Kevin 居然还敢把自己花1000块买衣服的事拿来炫耀。Oh, 可怜的 Christine, 一定以为自己收到的是一份超级大礼。
Kevin...What size do you think I wear?
Well, you know, I wasn't sure, so I just kind of guessed. I didn't worry about getting the size exactly right because you look so great in everything.
Well, do you think I'm really fat? This shirt is an extra, extra, extra large. This shirt would never fit me.
Yeah, but that's why it is such a steal. They couldn't find anybody to buy it, so they had to lower the price to $8.But don't worry. I think baggy clothing is really popular right now.
I don't think I would call this clothing. This looks like a sail for a sailboat.
Huh? Kevin 花8块钱给 Christine 买了件没人要的超超超大号衬衫啊。Christine 还说这哪是衣服啊，简直就是船帆呢。可 Kevin 居然还说自己是捡了个大便宜。
That sounds more like a ripoff to me.
All right, Kevin. Thank you so much for the lovely shirt. But hey, it looks like you got me some really nice pants. Wow, are these Prada? Thanks!
No problem. You know I spare no expense when I'm buying you things. Right, Christine?
Oh, you're the best boyfriend, a girl. Wait a minute. One leg of these pants is longer than the other. Kevin, did you get me a pair of defective pants for my birthday?
Well, you don't think I could afford a real pair of designer pants, do you? A regular pair of designer pants would have put me back like $100. These pants only cost $11.
没想到除了抹布衬衫, Kevin还准备了其他的烂礼物啊。
Yes, he bought a pair of designer pants, but they were defective.
对啊,虽然是designer pants,名牌裤子, 但却是defective,残次品,裤腿不一边长啊。 Professor Bowman, Kevin还说, put him back, 这是什么意思啊?
To put you back means to cost you. For example, an expensive sports car will put me back $50,000.
Oh, put you back, 意思就是花多少钱。 好,那到现在为止, Kevin的预算20块钱已经花出去19块了,还剩下1块钱, 不知道他还买了什么恶心的礼物哦。
All right, Kevin, there better be something really good at the bottom of this box. Otherwise, you're going to be single in about 30 seconds.
Don't worry. Take a look.
Hmm. Oh, wow. This is such a cute hat. It totally makes up for all your other bad presents. Wait. There's a hole in it.
But it's just a little hole. It was so cheap because somebody returned it, and I thought...
You got me a used hat? Well, Kevin, I hope you really like that suit because you're going to need it to find a new girlfriend.
Ow!
Ouch! It seems like Christine got really mad.
那可不,要我说啊, Kevin是自作自受。
各位听众,这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里。感谢您的收听,下次再见。
Yeah, great finale.
这一巴掌可真够解恨的. An unflattering shirt, a pair of defective pants, and a hat with a hole in it. 这些礼物烂透了.
They're even worse when you compare them with Kevin's fancy suit.
可不是吗? I don't blame Christine for snapping.
Neither do I. 不过说到买衣服, 杨林,你还记得 black tie event 吗?
记得,记得, 就是特别正式的社交场合嘛。 上次节目说,参加这种活动, 男士要穿tuxedo, 燕尾服, 女士要穿evening gown, 晚礼服。 不知道还有什么别的要求吗?
Listen to today's business etiquette and you'll know.
礼节美语
Jim要去参加一次公司庆典活动, 特别正式, 他问同事Gary, 参加这种社交活动要注意哪些事情?
Have you ever been to a black tie event?
Twice, actually. And to be honest, it was a bit boring both times.
Aside from the tuxedo, is there anything else I need to wear or take with me?
I suggest keeping all other accessories to a minimum.
I see. Any other tips or suggestions?
Keep your eyes open and just sort of do what everybody else does. And don't get drunk or talk too loud or draw any attention to yourself.
Okay, good points.
Gary说自己参加过两次这种要穿礼服打领结的
black tie event.
觉得很无聊,他建议Jim最好
keep all other accessories to a minimum.
尽量少带装饰品.
Accessory is spelled A-C-C-E-S-S-O-R-Y, accessory.
是指手表、手袋等装饰物. 他还告诉Jim, 睁大眼睛看别人怎么做, 特别要注意,
Don't get drunk.
不要喝醉了.
Don't talk too loud.
说话声音也不要太大.
Don't draw attention to yourself.
不要让别人注意到自己.
You and Henry are acting like representatives of the company, so you're kind of like ambassadors.
Wow,
Now I'm really stressed.
It's not that hard. Just be a good conversationalist, and even more importantly, be a good listener. If someone makes a humorous remark, chuckle mildly, even if the comment isn't very funny. And remember, always smile.
Gary 说 ,Jim 和 Henry 这次去参加晚宴代表的是公司。
You're kind of like ambassadors.
是公司的形象大使。Jim 听后表示压力很大。
Now I'm really stressed.
Gary 则告诉他说其实这项任务也不难完成他们只要会聊天。
Be a good conversationalist.
做个好听众就行了。别人讲了笑话就算不好笑也要
chuckle.
跟着笑两声脸上则要随时保持笑容。
Can I rent a tux in New York?
Absolutely.Do some research before you go and find a good rental company. They will probably deliver it to your hotel. Make sure the tuxedo fits well. Otherwise, you can end up looking pretty silly.
How much should I expect to pay to rent a tux?
I'd say roughly $100. You could probably find some cheaper options, but you want to look good.
Thanks, Gary. I really appreciate your help.
Not at all.It should be an interesting experience for you.
I hope so.
Jim 想知道能不能到纽约去租
Tux. Tux is spelled T-U-X. Tux.
Tux 是 tuxedo 的简称。Gary 建议 Jim 事先查一下，找一家服务周到、能够送货上门的租赁公司。
They can deliver it to your hotel.
他们可以把燕尾服送到 Jim 住的酒店。Gary 还建议 Jim 一定要穿上试试看。
Otherwise, you can end up looking pretty silly.
否则，如果不合适的话，看上去就会傻傻的。Gary 最后还说，燕尾服的租金应该在$100上下。
哦，这个社交活动还真不轻松，听见没有？如果别人讲了个笑话，就算笑话不好笑，你也得笑两声，还得 mildly, 不能放肆的大笑。
No wonder Gary said black tie events were boring.
对啊, this so-called party isn't fun at all. It's part of work.
So now let's take a break. Let's go surfing.
体育美语
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
This is terrific. I cannot believe we are in Hawaii, Yangchan. Can you?
I can't believe it either. Patrick, 我们是不是要在沙滩上晒太阳?Did you bring your bikini?
Yangchen, could you be serious for just one moment?
Okay.
All right, Yangchen. I'm going to teach you how to surf. S-U-R-F. Oh, look at that wave. The waves are huge and just perfect for surfing.
Oh, 你要教我冲浪啊? Surfing in Hawaii. Awesome!
Surfing USA.
Let's take our surfboards out into the water and ride some waves.
Yes, Captain. Here we go.
Not yet, Yangchen. Okay,
why?
Look, okay. No. You're doing it all wrong. First, lie down on your stomach, on your surfboard, and paddle with your arms out to where the waves are. The waves right here are really small. We can't do anything.
Lying down on my stomach. 是这样吗?趴在冲浪板上?
Yes.
Like this?
Yeah.
Paddle with my arms. 用手来划水。
Yeah. Okay.Great. This is good. This is far enough, Yangchen.
Wow, 我学会冲浪了 Surfing is so easy.
You've got to be kidding me. Look, to really surf, you have to stand up on the surfboard while riding a wave.
Oh, 趴着不行，还要站起来啊。
This is what surfing is. Standing up on a surfboard and riding a wave.
I'm going to stay here and wait.
Wait for who? Michael Phelps?
Maybe.
Well, Yangchen, look, there's really nothing to be afraid of here.
Look, Patrick, I'm standing up. See you later.
Someone's going to have to go out and get her.
Stand up on the surfboard and ride the waves.听着可真够难的，我八成是学不会。
Oh, come on, have faith in yourself, Yanglin.
算了，我要是到了夏威夷，我宁可去学跳草裙舞。
Hula dance? Not a bad choice.
那当然了。 好了，节目时间又到了，这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。